Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue with our year-long journey reading the diary of St. Maria Faustina Kowalska from beginning to end. Today we have a letter from St. Faustina to her friend Sister Justina from June of 1934. Vilnius, 1st of June, 1934. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Dear Sister Justina, thank you most kindly for your two letters, which gave me much pleasure. I did not reply to them straight away because I was waiting for an occasion. I am immensely happy that you are going to Krakow, Sister. But in Warsaw, too, the Lord Jesus had prepared many graces for you. I am certain that you greatly profited by them. You can see how good the Lord Jesus is to us. I share your joy, Sister. May you diligently take advantage of every divine grace, like a busy bee in God's beehive. Over here, everything is the same. There is nothing new. As you well know, I have a lot of work. With regard to myself, you already know, Sister, that I rejoice greatly in the grace of the Lord Jesus. I am overjoyed that I can serve God. I have to close now, as I have no time. Maybe I shall write more some other time. With my best wishes, Sister, the other sisters send their kind regards to you as well. Please remember me in your prayers, Sister, and kindly pray for a particular intention. I have been praying for you, Sister, especially when I am at Ostra Brama. Sister M. Faustina. Father Sapochko has returned from the Holy Land and brought us all nice rosaries. Maybe I shall write you some more at another time, since I really have no time today. Please forgive me for writing so poorly. Faustina writes to her friend about 4 years after the last letter that we have. There may have been letters in between, we're not sure. She mentions nothing of the apparitions that she is receiving. It's also interesting to see, she says, over here, everything is the same. There is nothing new. If her friend only knew all the extraordinary things that were happening to St. Faustina. Faustina also asks her to pray for a particular intention. Possibly that has to do with the apparitions and the call for the new congregation. Faustina thanks her for the two letters that she had received from Justina. They brought her great pleasure, but she waited until there was an appropriate opportunity to reply. This letter is sent after Faustina receives the news that Justina is going to Krakow. This is probably to prepare for her final vows, which she'll make about 4 months later, in October of 1934. The practice was to make a kind of an abbreviated second novitiate as a preparation for the final vows. Apparently, Justina was being transferred from Warsaw. Faustina writes that Jesus had prepared many graces for Justina in Warsaw, and Faustina is sure that Justina took full advantage of every opportunity to grow spiritually. She writes this because she knows her friend, and so she knows that, as a good religious, Sister Justina has taken advantage of every grace the Lord has given her as an opportunity to grow. And even if she hasn't, by writing in this way, Faustina is encouraging her friend to an even greater faithfulness to God. She writes in a friendly way, but embedded in her thoughts are a good teaching on how to grow spiritually. Faustina still takes her role as Justina's angel, which she was at the beginning of Justina's religious life, seriously. She serves as a kind of a spiritual godmother to Justina. Faustina is in Vilnius at this point. Justina apparently knew what kind of work Faustina was doing in Vilnius. Faustina wrote how happy she was to serve God and how she rejoiced in the grace of Jesus. She was well aware that Jesus was strengthening her so that she could accomplish her work, and she rejoiced in that. Faustina asked for prayers for a particular intention, as we mentioned, and she prays for Justina, especially at the shrine of Our Lady of Mercy. Ostra Brahma means the dawn gate, which was embedded in the fortified wall of the old city of Vilnius, a massive wall which was a protection against invaders. This shrine is very close to the Church of St. Michael, where the Divine Mercy image was displayed for the first time, and it was also close to Father Sopochko's house, where the Divine Mercy image was painted, and this is now a convent of the new congregation that Father Sopochko founded. St. Faustina mentions Father Sopochko's trip to the Holy Land. It was during that trip that the evil one fooled St. Faustina into burning her diary. But when Father Sopochko returned from the Holy Land, he made her rewrite everything that had been lost. And we thank the Lord for that, because we have benefited so much from that beautiful spiritual diary of St. Faustina.